This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, we know the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم narrated by Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه, which is the first hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, where he said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. Rasulullah said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. He said, the reward of the deed is based on the intention. Now this refers to the deed as in the, it refers to the reward as in the Akhirah, and also it refers to the reward of that action in this dunya. He said, the deed is based on the intention. And he gave an example and he said, the one who made hijrah for Allah and His Rasul, his hijrah is for Allah and His Rasul. The one who makes hijrah to marry a woman or for some other purpose, worldly purpose, dunya business, then the hijrah is for that purpose and not for Allah and His Rasul. So every action of ours must be done intentionally. That's the first thing to understand. There's no default action in Islam. We don't just act. Get up, stand up, sit down, eat, drink, go away, you know. Every action must be done intentionally with a consciousness of the action. Which is why, alhamdulillah, if you see this in the seerah and the sunnah, we have du'as and the ways to begin and end every action. So if we take eating, for example, there is the way to start eating. Intention of eating. So wash your hands, eat with your right hand. Say Bismillah before you begin, right? Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, as you continue to eat. Don't eat until you are totally full, leave a space in your belly. Eat from your side of the plate. If you are in a communal setting, don't extend your hand to the other side, right? At the end of the meal, make dua. اللهم الذي أتانا وأطعمنا وسقانا وجارنا من المسلمين, make dua. And then get up. So also with drinking. Use your right hand, sit down and drink, look into the glass, 3 sips or more, don't drink in one shot, and so on and so forth. We have duas and a methodology even to go to the toilet. We have du'as and methodology when you leave the house, when we come back to the house, when you go into the masjid, come back to the masjid. Everything. All of this shows us that the whole of life must be lived intentionally, not just by default. The benefit of living intentionally is, one, there is a greater enjoyment in what you are doing because you are conscious of that. And you feel, subhanAllah, what a beautiful food this is, alhamdulillah, Allah has given me. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who wakes up in the morning with a healthy body, nothing is wrong with his body, he has a roof over his head and he has food for one day, food for that day. It is as if the whole world has been collected for him. So if I am sitting down to eat and I am eating, unconsciously like an animal, that's one way. But if I am sitting to eat and I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I say, alhamdulillah, Allah gave me this food. Imagine this food, where it came, this rice I'm eating, this bread I'm eating, all the stages that passed through. One day, once upon a time, one piece of that whole bread was not one seed. One seed was there. There were many seeds which came together. They formed a crop. Then somebody tilled the land. They planted the seed. They watered the crop. They spent money on it. They spent time and energy on it. They made dua for a good crop. They harvested the crop, they processed the seed, they made flour, then somebody cooked the flour. And that is how this bread came here to what I'm eating. So now if I take a piece of bread and I waste it, then what am I doing? Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made all of these arrangements so that I can get this piece of khubs, this piece of bread on my plate. And if I waste it, what is the value of that? So also for everything else. If I'm eating meat, some animal died. That animal was slaughtered, alhamdulillah, Allah made it halal. So there is no problem with that. But it is the life of something. That life was given so that I can eat. How thankful we should be that, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us those for whom somebody else's life is taken legally. Alhamdulillah, it is jais. But what if it was the opposite? What if you had to die for someone else to eat? This is possible, right? It could have happened. Didn't happen. Allah gave us a healthy body. Allah did not give us. Just go to the hospital. That's why it's very important. That's why the whole idea of visiting the sick. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who visits somebody who is sick, it is also one of the seven things which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is your duty to your brother. One of them is to visit the brother when he's sick. So if you go and visit, and I always tell people, just go to the hospital, visit anybody, doesn't matter who. You're not going for that person, you're going to visit somebody who's sick. When you go there, then you realize, subhanAllah, that child in that ICU could have been mine. I would have lost my sleep. Today it is somebody else's child. Alhamdulillah, make dua for him. This person with a problem could have been my child. I could have been that person. I could be the person in pain. I could be the person who has cancer, who's getting chemotherapy, who's lost all his hair, right? Who's got all kinds of issues. Alhamdulillah, Allah did not make me that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cancer cells are there in everybody's body. Everyone has cancer cells. It's just that in some cases they become activated. And till today they don't know why what activates them, right? All kinds of theories, but we don't know. For sure, what activates cancer cells. Alhamdulillah, if I am not seeing any signs of the cancer, I must thank Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept me free from this. So it is this whole consciousness, the beauty of innamal amalu binniyat, is not simply to say Allah will give me this. The whole idea is the consciousness of my actions, the consciousness of what I am doing, enhances my shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enhances my gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then it enhances also the enjoyment of that. Because if I'm consciously eating and drinking and if I'm walking somewhere and we go to this beautiful place, Ashley does a wire and, you know, Sheikh goes with me and Bilal is here, he also goes with me. So such beautiful scenery. We go and see that and we say, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Look at this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made these trees. There's a whole, we saw two or three seasons pass there. You know, in the summer, it's all completely green. And then in the fall, it's fantastic, multicolors all over. And then in the winter, now it's completely bare, right? The water is there. The water adds value to that whole scenery. In that water, it's freezing cold water. It has ice on top, but there are ducks and there are geese which are, swimming in that and diving and they're eating food. Nothing happens to them. Subhan Rajiv, think about that. And we are all wrapped up in big jackets and gloves and balaclavas and all stuff, keeping the cold out. And those birds, they are diving in the water. They've got no problem. So, subhanAllah, this is the... So, when you have this niyyah of consciously doing something, this is the whole issue of being in the here and now. Final point, also, one of the reasons for depression, one of the reasons for anxiety, is because we don't live in the moment. We live either in the past or we live in the future. So we are either regretting something which has happened in the past, or we are fearing something which we think will happen in the future. Yeah? Somebody said, why should I fear a bullet which has not been fired yet? Because it's in the future, right? What will happen to me if? What do you mean if? If means that it may not happen also. Right? What is the if? So instead of living of anticipating all kinds of weird scenarios in the future and fearing those, or looking at the past, oh, this happened, oh, such a bad. In the present, innamal amalu binniyat forces us to live in the present. Alhamdulillah, right now I'm sitting here, I'm doing this for what? For the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? For the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it focuses us, and if you're doing it for the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, now I'm doing the khatara here. How many people are here? It's not my problem. Right? It doesn't matter to me. Because if I'm doing it for the sake of Allah, Allah is here. And Allah is listening. That's enough. Who else is there? Only Allah knows. Some we can see, some we cannot see. Wallahu alam. Right? Alhamdulillah. Whoever is there, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them and to be pleased with them for coming. But whoever didn't come, no problem. Because you're doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, I want to end with this beautiful story which I have told many times. Of one of our great scholars in India in the 1800s. His name was Sayyid Humayun Shaheed. His name was Sayyid Abdul Qadir. He was giving a speech in the Jami Masjid in Delhi, which is a huge, massive mosque built by the Emperor Shah Jahan. And it had, they say, maybe 10,000 people there. So this is in the 1800s, so there's no mics and so on. So they used to have, like they have for Salah, you know, the Mukabbir, somebody is at the back, the Imam says, Allahu Akbar, the person repeats. So similarly, they used to have this. So they would repeat the speech and people would listen. So this speech happened, it's finished quite late in the night. And after that, the Sheikh went and he sat down. And he had only a few of his students with him when a man came. And this man came, looked like a poor man. He was a farmer. He came with a disheveled condition. And he said, Subhanallah, Sheikh, your talk is over. So he said, yes, it's over. He says, Wallahi, I came from, he named the village. He said, I came from this far off village. I had to travel for the whole day. Unfortunately, I got delayed. There was a river or something I had to cross. I got delayed and I missed your talk. Now my whole trip is wasted. Now obviously, the Sheikh could not say, no, go to YouTube on this channel, you will get it. No, because there is no, in 1800, no tube. What the Sheikh did was, he said, oh, sit down. He asked him to sit. The man sat down, the Sheikh stood up, and he delivered that same talk exactly, and the talk was maybe for 2 hours. For 2 hours, he delivered the same talk with the same passion, with the same dalail, the same ayat, the same hadith, everything, right, to this one man. Now the man was obviously very happy. He blessed him. He made a lot of dua for him. He kissed his hand and he left. So when he had gone, the students of the Sheikh, they said to him, Ya Sheikh, it's very strange. Just now you gave the same talk to 10,000 people. And, beautiful talk, lot of passion, with so much of interest. Now this one man, and we don't even know who this is, some farmer guy from somewhere, we don't even know who he is, not even as if it is some big king or something, nothing. But you gave the same talk with the same energy, the same enthusiasm. How is it possible? So the Sheikh said to his students, he said, He said, it's a pity you have been with me for so long, you have not understood the first part, the first thing about deen. They said, what do you mean? He said, when I was talking to 10,000 people, I was concerned about the happiness of only one. When I'm talking to the one man, I'm still concerned about the pleasure and happiness of only that same one. Now, who is that one? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. He said, what's the difference? Whether it is 10,000 people, whether it is one person, whether it is 10 million people, makes no difference. I am talking for the pleasure of Allah. This is the benefit of Innama al-amalu binniyat. To remind ourselves that whatever we do must be done only and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika rabbal alamin.